那整本但以理书就是在描写但以理的一生啊。
So the entire book of Daniel is describing Daniel's life.
那我们从其他的圣经来了解神怎么看但以理这个人。
And we can also see from different parts of the Bible how God viewed Daniel.
我们来看以西结书十四章。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
十四章的十四节。
Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14.
请读。
Verse 14. Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness, says the Lord God.
在以西结先知的世代，以色列百姓拜偶像得罪神。
So during the time of Ezekiel, the Israelites were worshipping idols and they were going against God.
但是找不到一个人能够站在破口。堵住神的愤怒。
And they could not find someone who could stand in the breach between the people and God's wrath.
所以神有四样的灾祸要降下来，在二十一节。
So then in verse 21, God said that he would bring down his severe judgment.
但是在神发怒的日子他提出有三个人可以得救。
But during that time of judgment, there were three people who would be saved.
如果他们是活在以西结那个世代他可以得救。
And that's if they were living during the time of Ezekiel, then they would live.
那一个就是挪亚。
And one of them is Noah.
一个是但以理。
And one is Daniel.
那另外一个就是约伯。
And the last is Job.
所以圣经里面在纪念但以理因他的义可以救自己。
So the way the Bible remembers Daniel is how he was able to save himself through his righteousness.
所以我们在看事情
So when we view things,
如果我们跟神的看法一样这个就是对的。
If we view things the same as God does, then that's right.
那这个就是义。
And this is righteousness.
所以对有两种。
So being correct has two types.
第一个是人看为对。
The first is what people view as right.
这个叫做人的义嘛。
And this is the righteousness of man.
那圣经里面讲人的义在神面前都是污秽的。
And before God, the righteousness of man is filthy.
那第二个是神的义
And the second is God's righteousness.
就是神看为对的。
Which is what God sees as right.
所以我们信主耶稣就要从人的义追求进到神的义。
So once we believe in the Lord Jesus, we have to start turning from man's righteousness into God's righteousness.
为什么这个这么重要？
And why is this so important?
我们来看箴言的十一章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 11.
箴言十一章的第四节。
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 4.
十一章的第四节。
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 4.
请读。
Verse 4, riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death.
这个地方讲发怒的日子子财无益。
So here it says, riches do not profit in the day of wrath.
发怒的日子是什么？
So what is the day of wrath?
主耶稣再来那一天。
That's the day when the Lord Jesus comes again.
主耶稣再来那一天你有多少钱，书读多少，社会多成功，多出名，这个都不重要
And when the Lord Jesus comes, it doesn't matter how rich you are, how educated you are, or how famous you are in society.
但是主再来那一天公义可以救我们。
But when the Lord Jesus comes again, what can save us is righteousness.
所以启示录在最后记到羔羊的婚宴。
So in the end of Revelation, it talks about the wedding of the Lamb.
那新妇装饰整齐要来参加这个婚宴。
And the new groom will be here to participate in this wedding feast.
那新妇是谁？
And who is the bridegroom?
新妇就是教会。
Who is the bride? The bride is the church.
那教会是什么？
And what is the church?
不是 Pacifica 这个会堂。
And it's not just the physical chapel of Pacifica.
是坐在会堂里面主耶稣宝血洁净的这一群人。
It's the group of people who are in the chapel who are saved by the blood of Jesus.
那我们受洗的时候就已经被邀请了，要来参加这个婚宴。
And after baptism, we have already been invited to this wedding feast.
但是到最后能不能进到那个婚宴里面？
But whether or not we're able to enter into this wedding,
这个一个关键啊。
This is a
就是我们有没有穿光明洁白的细麻衣啊？
Oh, it depends on whether or not we are wearing the white garments.
那光明洁白的细麻衣是什么
？And what is this glowing white garment?
我们来看，启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
29章。
Chapter 19.
第八节。
Verse 8.
请。
Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
这里讲这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
So here it says, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以主耶稣在讲要先求神的国跟神的义。
So the Lord Jesus says to pursue his kingdom and his righteousness.
然后你日用的饮食就要给你。
So that all these things shall be added unto you.
但是这一节圣经里面在讲最重要的不是日用的饮食啊，是神的果，神的义。
So that verse is talking about how the most important thing is not what you eat, but rather, rather his kingdom and his righteousness.
所以追求神的义这是我们信仰的很重要的一个目标。
So pursuing God's righteousness is an important goal of ours.
那所以在第七节二十九章第七节，欢喜快乐。
So in Revelation chapter 19, verse 7, it says, Let us be glad and rejoice.
所以到最后主耶稣再来，如果我们能够配得进到这个婚宴，就欢喜快乐。
So at the end, when Jesus comes again, and if we are worthy, then it will be a time of gladness and rejoicing.
那我们现在就在准备。
And now we are preparing.
有细麻衣，就是我们所行的义。
And we want this fine linen, which is the righteous acts.
那我们就来从但以理书来看但以理的义是什么
？So from the book of Daniel, let's take a look at what exactly was his righteousness.
那为什么但以理会有这个义
？And why did he have this righteousness?
好，我们现在来看但以理书的第一章。
So let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 1.
但以理书的第一章。
Daniel chapter 1.
第一章的第八节。
Chapter 1, verse
8. 请。
Verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
这个第八节说但以理立了一个志向。
So in verse 8 it says, But Daniel purposed in his heart.
是什么志向？
And what did he purpose in his heart?
下面就不玷污自己。
That he would not defile himself.
那怎么玷污呢
？And how would he defile himself?
这里讲王用王的膳，还有他所喝的酒，要给但以理他们吃。
It says to defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies and the wine which he drank.
我们知道这个在王宫里面吃跟喝一定是最高级的。
And we know that in the king's palace, to eat and drink there is very high class.
所以一个人如果能够进到王宫吃王吃的喝王喝的，哇，这个是一个很大的恩典。
So if someone was able to enter into the king's palace and eat what the king eats and drink what the king drinks, then that is something that's very blessed.
但是但以理做一个跟大家不一样的决定。
But Daniel made a decision that was very different from the other people.
王吃的这么好，王喝的这么好，但是我不吃那个，我也不喝那个。
The king was eating such great food, and the king was also drinking such great wine, but Daniel refused to do both.
为什么
？And why was that?
因为这个巴比伦帝国是一个拜偶像的国家。
Because the land of Babylon was a land that was worshiping idols.
所以很多吃的喝的都是有拜过偶像的。
So a lot of the things that were eaten and that they drank were worship were idol worshipped.
所以这一些会污秽的他。
So then these would have defiled him.
甚至在旧约时代吃的喝的如果是不洁净的，这个也是会玷污自己。
And even in the Old Testament, if you ate or drank something that was unclean, then that would defile yourself.
所以一个人活在巴比伦。
So this person was living in Babylon.
他也在王宫里面。
And they were in the palace.
但是他能够持守原则，不玷污自己，这不简单。
But for them to purpose in their heart that they would not defile themselves, that's not something that's easy.
那今天这个对我们来讲是什么意思？
And so today, what does it mean for us?
如果我们看主耶稣讲约翰福音。
If we look at what the Lord Jesus says in the book of John.
约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
这七章哈。
Chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章的十四节。
John chapter 17, verse 14.
请。
Verse 14. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world.Just as I am not of the world. 15. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. 16. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. 17. Sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth.
这里主耶稣在讲信主的人跟世界的关系。
Here the Lord Jesus is talking about the relationship between those who believe in God and people of the world.
我们受洗就是归属主耶稣的名下。
So after we are baptized, we belong under Jesus' name.
是主耶稣把我们从世界买出来的。
And Jesus was the one who bought us out of the world.
那得圣灵就是一个印记，今天我们归属于神。
And having the Holy Spirit is a seal of promise that we belong to God.
所以圣灵从我们心里呼叫天上的神阿爸父。
So the Holy Spirit that is in us cries aloud, Abba Father.
但是我们受洗以后，主耶稣并不希望我们大家离开这个世界。
But after we are baptized, the Lord Jesus doesn't want us to leave the world.
过一个隐退跟世界没有关系的生活，这不是神的旨意。
And it is not God's will to live a life that is similar to the world.
主耶稣还要我们活在
to isolate ourselves.
活在这个世界里面。
And to live in the world still.
但是不属世界，住在世界，又能够保守圣洁，这不简单。
But even though we are living in this world, we still have to we should not follow the trends of the world, and this is difficult.
所以但以理在王宫里面他立一个志向，我要不玷污自己，这是一个非常重要的一个决心。
So for Daniel in the king's palace to purpose himself in his heart and not to defile himself, that was a very great action.
那为什么但以理能够有这样的一个决心？
So why was Daniel able to have this determination?
如果我们从第一节一直看到第七节，
if we were to look from verses 1 to 7,
我们可以发现但以理对自己的身份很清楚。
We notice that Daniel is very clear of his own status.
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
请。
Verse 3, then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles.
这个地方讲王就是巴比伦的王吩咐从以色列人的宗室贵胄中带几个人来。
So here in verse 3, it says that the king of Babylon decided to bring some of the children of Israel.
那以色列人以色列什么意思？
So the Israelites, what does Israel mean?
我们知道以色列原来的名字叫做雅各。
We know that the original name of Israel was Jacob.
那神把他改名叫以色列。
And God renamed him to Israel.
那以色列是什么？
So what is Israel?
神的王子。
Israel means the Prince of God.
所以以色列人都以自己是神的王子这个身份非常的尊贵。
So the people of Israel were had a status of being the Prince of God, and this was a very precious status.
对自己的身份有一个自觉。
And they have this knowledge of their own of their own identity.
那我们今天活在这个世界里面，我们的身份是什么？
And we're living in this world today. What is our own identity?
如果身份没有自觉，我们就会被同化。
If we are not clear of our own status, then we may be assimilate with the trends of the world.
所以你看以色列人从公元74年亡国到1948年复国。
So from 70 AD to 1948, they had no kingdom.
这个前后大概1900多年。
And this is around 900 years.
他为什么没有被同化？
So why is it that the Israelites were not able to assimilate?
这个很重要的原因呢，就是犹太教。
And this is an important reason, which is Judaism.
那犹太教教他们什么？
So what does Judaism teach the people of Israel right now?
你们是神的王子。
You are the princes of God.
非常尊贵。
And this is a very precious status.
所以他们持守这个身份，坚持这个身份。
And they were able to hold on to and remember this status.
因此他就不会被同化。
So that they would not assimilate with the world.
那今天我们的身份是什么？
So today, what is our own status?
我们看彼得前书。
Let's look at 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第二章第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这个第九节就提到我们是被拣选的族类。
So in verse 9 it says, but you are a chosen generation.
这个被拣选代表什么？
So what does it mean to be chosen?
在马拉基书里面神告诉以色列百姓我很爱你。
In the book of Malachi, God tells the Israelites that he loves them.
以色列百姓说你在哪里爱我？
But the Israelites say, where even are you?
神说你们不是有两兄弟吗？但是我拣选雅各，这个就是我爱他。
God said that were there not two brothers, but still I chose Jacob because I loved him.
所以今天世界这么多人，怎么神拣选我们？
So in this world, there are so many people, but why is it that God chose us?
拣选我们归属真教会。
And he chose us to be a part of the true church.
真的我们比别人好吗？
And are we better off than other people?
真的别人比我们差吗？
Are people worse than us?
当然不是啊。
Definitely not.
那不是为什么神拣选我们？
So why is it that God chose us?
答案就是很简单，因为神爱我们。
And it's really simple. It's because God loves us.
所以他们是被蒙神所爱的。
So they were the people who were loved by God.
那接下去是有君尊的祭司。
So next is that they are a royal priesthood.
非常尊贵。
And this is very precious, noble.
好像君王一样。
Just like the king.
所以我们受洗
So when we are baptized,
就是君王。
We become a king.
主耶稣给我们权柄。
And God has given us authority.
借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
我们祷告可以发生功效，可以赶鬼。
When we pray, it is effective and it can cast out demons.
那接下去我们也是祭司。
So next, we are also a holy
nation.
We are priests.
我们可以直接在神的面前祷告献祭。
We can go directly in front of God to offer sacrifices.
这个旧约时代是做不到的，我们是做不到的。
And in the Old Testament, this is something that no one, even us, couldn't do.
那再来是圣洁的国度。
So next is a holy nation.
圣洁的国度就是属神的。
So holy nation is one that belongs to God.
接下去我们是属神的子民。
And next is his own special people.
所以我们的身份非常的尊贵。
So our status is very noble.
那接下去呢要叫我们照那宣扬那照你们出奇妙光明者的美德。
So next is that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness.
这个照我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者是谁？就是主耶稣吧。
Who is the one who brings us out of darkness and into light? It is the Lord Jesus.
所以我们的身份有一个神给我们一个使命就是要宣扬主耶稣的美德。
So the Lord Jesus, with this status, has given us this mission, which is to preach his wonderful news.
但是如果我们被世界同化。
But if we assimilate with the world,
别人看我们跟他一样，
and people see that we're the same as other people,
生活一样，
we live the same as people of the world,
价值观一样，
our status values are the same,
对错的判断一样。
Our judgments on what is right and wrong is the same.
那我们就没有神的义啊。
Then we do not have God's righteousness.
那我们也就没有办法啊来宣扬神的美德。
Then we also do not have the ability to preach the wonders of God.
啊，因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
啊，神是圣洁的。
And God is a pure.Holy.
好，所以啊，但以理书第一章哈、啊，就是在讲啊，这个但以理他真的认识他是以色列人。
So in Daniel chapter 1, we can see that Daniel knew that he himself was a child of Israel.
哦，但是在第一章里面哈、啊，我们还可以看得出来。
But from chapter 1, we can see more about this.
啊，在但以理书里面有两个王。
In the book of Daniel, there were two kings.
啊，第一个就是第三节，王吩咐太监啊，把但以啊以色列中找几个人来。
The first one was mentioned in verse 3, where it says, "Then the king, who was the one who instructed the eunuchs to bring more people."
啊，但是到第九节。
But once we get to verse 9,
神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠。
It says, now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs.
那第十七节。
And in verse 17.
这四个少年人，神在各样文字学问上赐给他们聪明知识。
In 17 it says, as for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom.
所以在但以理的心中有两个王。
So in Daniel's heart, he had two kings.
一个是巴比伦的王。
One is the Babylonian king.
巴比伦是强国。
And Babylon was a very strong nation.
没有人能够挡得住。
There was no one that could conquer them.
那巴比伦的王上面还有一个王。
But above the king of above Babylon, there's another king.
那个叫做万王之王。
And that is called the king of kings.
所以我们还记得但以理书里面啊，有一次巴比伦王说：“这不是凭着我的大能大力建设的吗？”
In the book of Daniel, there was an instance where the king said, "Isn't this made by my might?"
他对自己的成就非常的满意。
And he was very satisfied with his accomplishments.
当他强调这是我用我的大能大力建设，他已经忘记了神。
And he kept mentioning that he made everything through his might and strength, but he
forgot about God. 声音就告诉他，你王位离开你了。
But then God told him that his status as a king has departed from him.
他就变成野兽到外面去吃草。
And he became a wildebeest who would became a beast who would eat in the grass.
经过七年了。
And he did this for 7 years.
有一天他抬头望天。
So then one day the king lifted his head up to the sky.
他感觉到至高者在国中掌权，要将王位给谁就给谁。
He realized that God is the one who has the authority to determine who has the status as a king.
那个时候他才了解他能够当王是因为上面有一个王把王位给他。
Then only at that time did the king of Babylon realize that he was able to be the king because of God.
所以那个尼布甲尼撒王就谦卑下来了。
So then King Nebuchadnezzar humbled himself.
因为他知道还有一个王。
Because he knew that there was another king.
但是尼布甲尼撒王是从患难变成野兽一起这种很困难的经验当中去学到这个教训。
So for Nebuchadnezzar to learn this lesson, he had to become a beast and live like a beast.
但是但以理他没有经过这个过程。
But Daniel did not go through this process.
从摩西的律法里面就可以了解这个王是最高的。
From the Mosaic law, you can understand that the God is the highest, has the highest status.
所以我们今天
So for us today,
要有神的义。
We have to have God's righteousness.
这个非常重要，神的地位要往上提。
And it's really important that God's value is upheld.
地位
status is upheld.
如果神的地位往上提我们就可以开始追求神的义。
And if God's status is upheld, then we can pursue God's righteousness.
但是如果神的地位跟周围的文化跟周围的人一样。
But if we prioritize God the same way with the with the people of the world,
我们就很难在神面前有义
Then it's really difficult for us to be righteous in front of God.
所以约翰一书里面在讲如果我们说没有罪。
So in 1 John it says, if we are without sin,
第一个我们自己欺骗自己。
Oh, if we say we are without sin, then we deceive ourselves.
第一个第二个。
The second.
神的话就不在我们心里。
Then God's word is not in us.
如果我们说没有罪。
If we say we have no sin.
我们就是以神为说谎。
Then we make God a liar.
那真理就不在他心里。
And the truth is not in us.
所以这个两个都告诉我们哦，为什么人在神面前没有义。
So these two things tell us why some people do not have righteousness.
因为在神的标准之下。
Because under God's standard.
我们都不容易有义。
It's not easy for us to, or we do not have this righteousness.
好，我们现在看雅各书。
So let's turn to James.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
Book of James chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16. Verse 16. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
这个十六节啊，我们如果看这个夸口，张狂夸口，当然这是不好的，大家都同意。
So here it says, but now you boast. And this is something bad, but a lot of people agree with this.
那这样夸口是恶的。
And the way, if you boast in arrogance, this is evil.
但是如果我们看前面我们就发现可能我们也是里面的一个人。
But if we look at the beginning part of this passage, then we might see ourselves in this.
十三节。
Verse 13. Verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit.
十四节。
Verse 14. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
Okay. 这个十三节我们仔细看看，我们不是也是当中里面的一个吗？
So if we closely look at verse 13, are we not the same as this person?
我们对将来有计划。
We have plans for the future.
今年2003年、2023年，我要做什么
？This year in 2023, what am I going to do?
明年我要做什么
？And next year, what am I going to do?
那这个计划错在哪里
？And what's wrong with this type of plan?
我们看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
明天如何，你们不知道。
Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow.
你们的生命是什么？原来是一片云雾。
For what is your life? It is even a vapor.
明天不能我们控制，生命也没有办法控制。
Tomorrow we can't control, and even our entire lives we cannot control it.
那谁在控制？
Then who's in control?
有一个主人，有一个主宰。
There is this Lord and a master.
所以我们有计划，还要加上一个。
So if we have plans, we have to add onto it something.
十五节。
Verse 15.
主若愿意，我就可以活着，也可以做这个事，做那个事。
We should say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
所以一个人有计划，他还要承认神对他有主权。
So for someone to make plans, they must admit that God has authority over their plans.
所以当我们把神往上提升。
So then when we elevate God's status in our lives.
那我就不是我自己的主宰主人。
Then we believe that we are not our own masters.
神是我的主人，神是我的主宰。
And God is my Lord, and God is my master.
我可以有计划。
And through that, I can have plans.
但是我要承认，神比我大，他愿意，他是我的计划才能够成就。
But I must admit that God is greater than me, so that my plans may be fulfilled.
那当人愿意这样尊重神的时候，他的思想，他的计划，才容易在神面前看是对的。
So then when someone honors God in this way, then it is easier for God to be delighted with their actions and their plans.
所以有时候我们信主几十年，我们常常想一个问题，我曾经求问神过吗？
Sometimes we have believed in Jesus for so long, but have we asked God of this?
我找工作曾经求问神吗？
When I look for a job, do I ask God about this?
神啊，你要我做这个工作吗？
God, do you want me to take this job?
我们要搬家，我们求问神吗？
When we are moving houses, do we ask God about it?
神啊，你是不是要搬到那里？
God, do you want me to relocate to this other place?
我们要找配偶，我们求问神吗？
When we are looking for a spouse, do we ask God?
如果我们都没有求问神，
If we don't ask of God anything,
那谁是我的主宰？
Then who is your master?
我自己就是我自己的主宰啊。
I am my own master.
那神在哪里？
Then where is God?
神的地位比我自己还低啊。
Then God's status is lower than mine.
那这样就不容易在神面前有义。
Then it is not easy for you to have be righteous in front of God.
把神往上提。
If you elevate God.
不断的认识神。
And you always try to understand and get closer with God.
那认识神对我们一生的计划、一生的旨意。
Then you will get to know God and His plans for us.
那我们在神面前才算有义。
then we will be seen as righteous in front of God.
哦，所以为什么追求神的义，这是一生的事情。
So why is it our lifelong goal to pursue the righteousness of God?
哦，因为我们一生都要在神面前啊，被神看作是有义的。
Because throughout our entire lives, we want to be in the presence of God and be declared righteous.
哦，那我们看回来但以理书第一章。
So let's look back at Daniel chapter 1.
哦，第一章的第八节哦，他立志不玷污自己。
So in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, it says, But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself.
你看，当一个人立志讨神喜悦哦，神的恩典就跟着来。
So when someone purposes in their heart to follow the will of God, then blessings will come along.
啊，第一个恩典是什么？
What was the first blessing?
啊，我们看第一章。
Let's look at chapter 1.
啊，十五节。
Verse 15.
啊，请。
Verse 15, And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies.
哦，但以理哦，他是吃素菜喝白水。
Daniel only ate vegetables and he drank water.
但是哦，他比一切其他用丸上的少年人更加俊美肥胖。
However, he appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men.
哦，为什么？
And why is that?
因为神嘛，神的恩典。
It's because of God and God's blessings.
哦，所以不是说我选择啊尊重神，我就会吃亏，我就会牺牲多少。
And you should not say that because I am I fear God, I have to sacrifice this or give up some things.
当我们在尊重神，有时候神的恩典你不要求，就来了。
When you're honoring God, you don't have to. Sometimes you don't have to ask for things, and it will naturally come.
哦，那我们看十七节。
So let's look at verse 17.
这个十七节哈，神给他们聪明知识。
So in verse 17, it says God gave them knowledge and skill. 哦，
那外貌很俊美，神又给他聪明知识，所以就进到后面就被神王选中了。
So they had a better outward appearance, and they had more knowledge and skill. So then, through that, the king appointed them.
哦，所以如果我们愿意尊重神
，So if we are willing to honor God,
做神认为对的事情
，and do what God thinks is right.
有时候神的恩典真的不要求了，一直过来。
Then sometimes God's blessings we don't have to ask for it; it will just naturally come.
这个是生活的一个秘诀。
And this is the mystery of life.
啊，做一个神喜欢的人，神的恩典一直过来。
Oh, sorry, this is the secret of life, which is that God's blessings will overflow and always come.
好，所以但以理的义从哪里来？
So where does Daniel's righteousness come from?
啊，尊重神的地位。
He honors God's status.
啊，认清自己的身份。
And he is clear of his own identity and status.
啊，做一个神喜欢的决定。
And he makes the choices that God delights in.
好，那到了但以理书的第五章。
So when we get to Daniel chapter 5,
啊，第六章啊。
Chapter 6.
啊，现在但以理遇到一个危机。
Daniel has encountering a crisis.
啊，就是我们看第五章啊，第六章。
Which is in chapter 6.
啊，第六章的第七节。
Chapter 6, verse 7.
啊，请读。
Verse 7. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions.
啊，第九节。
Verse 9. Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree.
Okay, 现在人要害但以理啊。
So now there were a group of people who wanted to harm Daniel.
因为但以理地位很高啊，大家要把他拉下来。
Because Daniel's status was so high that people wanted to drag him down.
啊，所以这个让我们来想一件事情啊，人的命运到底是操在谁的手里？
So then this makes us think, what exactly is who exactly controls man's destiny?
有时候我们会听人讲哦，我今天的我就是因为我爸爸不好，我妈妈不好，谁对我不好，谁对我，所以我今天的我就是我今天的我。
Some people say, "Oh, I am myself today because my parents were bad, or some people treat me badly, and this is how I ended up."
哦，如果没有神同在，这是对的了。
If there is no abundance of God, then this is correct. Our destinies are easily changed by the wrongdoings of other people. But if we look at Daniel, these people wanted to harm him. And the king Darius even signed the decree, which means that this is now in effect. So what was Daniel supposed to do? If King Darius was the highest,
从那天他就不敢祷告了。
If he had the highest status, then at that point, Daniel would be afraid to pray.
为什么?
Why?
因为30天之内啊，如果向王或其他的神祷告，就要扔在狮子坑里面啊。
Because whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days shall be thrown into cast into the den of lions.
但是, 但你知道王上面还有一个王。
But Daniel knew that even higher than the current king is another king.
这个王就是今天把他提拔到做宰相的那个王。
And this king was the one who was able to bring up his status in society.
那现在你要想啊，我要讨这个宰相欢喜呢？ 我要讨这个王欢喜呢，还是要讨那个祝福我那个神的欢喜？
So should I try to please the administrators and the king, or should I try to please God?
所以第十节我们就可以看到但以理的心里面谁最高？
So in verse 10, we can see in Daniel's heart who was the highest.
我们看 第六章第十节。
So let's look at Daniel chapter 6, verse 10.
请读。
Verse 10, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days.
这里讲丹尼里已经知道这个王已经盖了印下去了。
So here it says that Daniel knew that the writing was signed.
向神祷告会死的。
And if he prayed to God, he would die.
然后他上楼房的窗户开向耶路撒冷。
But he went into his upper room and with his windows open.
然后一天三次跪在神面前祷告。
Open toward Jerusalem, and he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks.
这个让我们看得出来哦。
So from this we can see.
虽然他是总长，生活很忙碌。
Even though Daniel was one of the prime ministers and he had a busy life.
但是他很努力，不让这个神的恩典阻碍了他跟神的关系。
But he was working hard to make sure that his relationship with God would not be severed.
所以他一天照样面向耶路撒冷祷告。
So every day he would pray facing toward Jerusalem.
所以有时候我们在世界上，神如果祝福我们太多，我们信仰就退步了。
So sometimes in this world, if we are blessed too much by God, our faith may fall back.
所以为什么我们一直祷告，一直求，怎么神都不祝福我？
So sometimes when we pray, we wonder why. Why is it that God doesn't bless us?
因为只有神知道我们配得多少的祝福。
But it is only God who knows how much of His blessings we can take.
如果超过我们能灵性能够承担那个多余的祝福，常常就是灵性的一个绊脚石。
If the blessings are more than what our spiritual lives can take, then that is a spiritual stumbling block.
所以做当总长，天天祷告三次，没有改变。
So being a prime minister, Daniel was praying 3 times a day without stopping.
那虽然会被丢到狮子坑，继续祷告。
And even though he would be thrown into the den of lions, he kept praying.
因为神最大。
Because God was the greatest.
所以他不计算后果。
So he didn't care about the end result.
那接下去故事大家都很清楚。
And later in the story, I'm sure we're all familiar with it.
他就被丢到狮子坑里面。
He was thrown into the lion's den.
但是。 神派天使把狮子的口封住。
But God sent angels to shut the mouths of the lions.
所以第二天，他又从狮子坑起来。
So then on the second day, he came out of the lion's den.
那他的位置更稳固。
And his status became more secured.
为什么？
And why was that?
因为连王也看到神跟他同在。
Because even the physical king could see that God was with him.
所以这个就是但以理的义。
So this is the righteousness of Daniel.
不为现实的好处跟利益妥协了，失去了他在神面前的原则。
And because of his blessings in life, he did not slip and fall away from God's righteousness.
真的，神是我们的主宰吗？
So do we really think that God is our Lord?
那我们会为一点点的利益失去了？ 圣经里面的原则吗？
And for a bit more success or blessings in this world, will we fall in our faith?
所以你看，丹尼里也可以说是一个政治家。
So you could say that Daniel was a politician.
他经过四个王。
He lived through the times of four different kings.
他从来没有因为要保持他的权位他的原则敬畏神的原则失去了。
And never once for the sake of his status did he give up his faith in God.
所以今天这是给我们很好的一个参考。
So today, this is a very good encouragement for us.
如果我们要蒙神祝福。
If we want to be blessed by God.
我们要得到神的喜欢。
God has to find delight in us.
如果我们要得到神的喜欢。
And if we want to find God's favor.
要把神的地位往上提。
Then we have to elevate God's status.
过一个神看为有益的生活。
And live a life that is meaningful in the eyes of God.
那神就活在我们每一天的生活里面。
Then God can live in each and every day of our lives.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
429.
429.